life you helped destroy.
His mission is to find the men who killed him and his fiancée and kill them.
Gentlemen!
I just want him.
It's a wonderful role, and it really is a role that you have to take risks with, and it gives you a wonderful opportunity to take those risks and stretch, because you tell me how somebody who comes back from the dead is going to behave, you know? You trot a couple people out and tell me, that's not how somebody who comes back from the dead behaves, you know? I don't think so. So as long as, it's like when you do something like this, you create rules within the piece, and I feel like as long as you do not violate the rules that you have created, and once you start to give life to something like this, as long as you continue to be truthful to what you've created, then it's going to work, and you have to respect that. But it's a very interesting part.
You move, you're dead.
And I say I'm dead, and I move.
And that's one of the wonderful things about playing this character is it's a real, you can really take the gloves off in playing this part, because there are no rules about how a person who has come back from the dead is going to behave.
Listen! I'm sure you'll remember. You killed him on Halloween.
You can't be you. We put you through the window. There ain't no coming back.
There are different parts to Eric's personality. There's the part of him that is grieving. There's the part of him that is pushed right to the brink of his own sanity, trying to deal with the circumstance that he finds himself in, which is essentially an insane circumstance. And then there's the part of him that is filled with rage towards what was done to him. One of the things I like best about this movie is the fact that all of those parts of the character are given balance on the screen. He's torn up. He's torn up really badly, emotionally, physically, and psychically.
She died at the hospital.
I saw her through your eyes.
The appeal of Eric's mission is that it is a very pure one. He has come back to seek justice for himself and for the woman he loved, and in a sense, for anyone who is victimized and has never had the chance to seek justice.